Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. You're listening to episode 229 of the Milk Bar. Jason on my own this week. And I'm not in the UK, I'm in Australia at the minute. As we suggested last week, if things didn't go quite to plan in the FA Cup and Wolves ended up with a replay against Oldham, which we have on the 19th of November, I would be heading out to Perth early, which means this week's show is slightly different to normal. So as I sit here in a little retreat just outside Perth, very near to the bush, so I can apparently see wildlife and things. I saw a strange dog running down the road as I was driving over here. Is it a dingo? I don't know. We will check on that tomorrow when I'm in the office. But we are here with a slightly different show to normal. Because this week, instead of all the guests we had planned, I've moved all of them to next week. So this week, it's me having a quick pop around Molyneux. I had a chat with a few of the people to see what the implications are for them in their day-to-day job and the extra fixture we have due to that replay in the FA Cup. So here goes as I make my way around Molyneux with a digital recorder. First port of call wandering around Molyneux today brings me to the fantastic world of John Fozzie Henley, press officer, club historian and programme editor. I think I've got the full set there.
Yes, very busy man, very busy man.
Exceptionally, and loads of stuff going on outside of it because I still think of you as folk singer as well.
Yeah, I still do a little bit. I went to see Billy Joel on Friday and I was at the NEC. It was a tremendous gig. He may be 64, but he can still perform. It's great stage presence. Voice sounded great. Songs were great. It was just a really good night.
And something you can live up to when you're performing in Castlecroft?
Yeah, but I perform in front of 30 and 40s, not several thousand. I don't quite earn as much money as Billy Joel does.
With the world of editing the programme, how does that structure come together? Because the programme is really on a tight schedule to be as up-to-date as possible immediately before a match.
Well, it's been a nightmare weekend because we drew at Oldham, which means we've got the replay programme to produce. And following on from that, we've got a Saturday and Tuesday home matches against Brentford and Tranmere. Well, that was going to be a nightmare already, but to have three programmes in 8 days to produce, I'm going to be seeing much of home.
No, you'd be pretty much living in the office the whole time, but it's a nice office to be living in. And when you're compiling this, there are set features which appear in there. Obviously, that does all change for a cup match.
It's pretty much the same format, but we might throw in a special feature on the cup. If the team we're playing against, we've got some cup history against them, we'll use that. But it's pretty much the same sort of formats that we follow for a league match. Some of the adverts have to change because it's not a league game, it's an FA Cup game. But it's a nightmare coming up. I don't want to think about it too much. It just drives me to the pub.
I can imagine it does. And what is your favourite tipple down there?
Oh, I like me pint of lager, and if I'm not driving, I'll go on to the wine. It's a 25-minute walk to my pub, which is good exercise. But if I walk there, I drink more. So if I drive there, I can only drink a limited amount because I'm driving. And so that's it's best to drive. It's well for the waist. And it's not working very well either.
Well, you've got to look after yourself. Now, when it comes down to the programme, though, on a normal match day, you've got features like the quiz between the players. And they do take that very seriously, don't they?
Oh, well, it shows the competitive edge of the players. They do. And it got to the stage once with Carl Henry and I think it was Stephen Ward. Well, they're bickering that much that we had to sit them down in a room with a piece of paper each and a pen each, different sides of the room. And I had to, like a school teacher, ask the questions. But generally speaking, what I do, I ask them just one at a time, record it, and then I'll go and do the other player, record that, and then tell them who's won. And then there's a lot of chuntering and moaning by the loser. But yeah, it's one of the most popular things in the programme, and it's amazing the amount of people in the crowd that do the quiz themselves. You know, I see them in the concourse, and they're at the bar asking questions, you know, from the programme.
So we do exactly the same thing in the PA room. When we've had a full screen set up, we've actually had the company that provide the screens versus the PA team, and invariably over at least the last 5 years, we have always won normally something like about at least by 15 clear matches. But it is a bit of fun, and so it's nice that the players are interacting with the fans through the programme as well, particularly when, you know, the internet's king these days. And but I think it's nice to take home a physical bit of paper and that matchday magazine from the game.
Yeah, I mean the quiz itself, the hardest, it's one of the hardest things in the programme for me is to set the questions, because you've got to set them so they're not too easy, but then again not too hard. I remember asking one question once of some, a couple of the lads, I can't remember who it was, but who was the oldest Beatle? And they couldn't even name a Beatle. And so you have to be very careful with things like that. Occasionally I'll put something in and they'll say, well, I wasn't even born then, you know. But so that is, it does take a lot of time, because I trawl the nets for pub quiz questions and I just go through reams of them before I can find 10 that will actually suit.
And it's making sure that you've got something that has the potential to catch them out on the day if they just answer that bit too quickly, but still is something you'd expect people to know.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, very occasionally you'll have somebody who flounders a bit. And I had one guy, I'm not going to mention who it was, he only got 2 out of 10. And I thought, well, I don't want to make him sound thick, because A, he's a nice guy, and B, he's not thick. He's just... So I cheated a bit. He still lost on the day, but I think I upped him to about 5 or 6 points. But generally speaking, they're quite bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good general knowledge, and it's not necessarily always a sports question which is going to come their way. So it is good to see what other interests they have.
Well, it's amazing when I do ask them a sports question. I'll say, like, which football club play at Plainmoor? They look at me blankly. I haven't got a clue.
They just get taken there, and they don't. Yeah, you know, these times, and they don't have to worry about it.
Well, it's Torquay, but. We haven't been there for a while, thankfully, and hopefully we won't be going there for a while. So,
unless they do particularly well and come and join us in a higher league.
Well, they'll be playing catch-up, hopefully, because we'll be going... I keep saying the word hopefully, but we'll be going up again, hopefully.
Yes, fingers crossed. So, obviously, you work on the programme, and we've spoken in the past about all your other books. I think you're a bit busy to be working on anything at the moment, aren't you? Have you had a chance to consider the next in the volume of books by Mr. Henley?
Well, somebody wanted me to do 100 great Wolves players. I've done 100 great games. But the trouble is, it's the time you have to dedicate to actually researching. That takes more time than the books. And I don't like to get things wrong. There's been a lot of Wolves books published where there have been loads and loads of mistakes in. And I've done 3 now. And there's been the odd mistake in there, but thankfully it has been the odd mistake or oversight. But it's just time, and the last one I did, the 100 pieces of gold, 100 great Wolves games, I spent 6 months with just no spare time, because I can't do it in work time because it's a private thing. And I was just going home, getting the laptop straight out after I'd had my evening meal and working, and I went on holiday and took the laptop with me. And it just got, in the end, it was a real drag, you know, I was getting a bit weary at the end of it, but... I was pleased with the final outcome anyway, and it sold well. So,
well, as everybody knows, Wolves is absolutely, literally the love of your life, and you've put the effort into it over the years. How many years is it you've been involved with the club now?
Full time, I've worked for the club for 14 years, but I mean, in 1980, I helped with the players' bar. I helped run the players' bar, and it's through the days when Bully was king here, his early days here. Again, I was in the players' bar. I mean, in those days, there were 3 choices. You got a can of lager for 50p, a can of bitter for 50p, or a glass of lemonade for 20p, I think it was. And if we ran out, we had to nip over to Asda and get some more. But if you want a quick anecdote, a funny story, when we'd won the Sherpa Van Trophy, we beat Burnley, and the following year, we... were due to get through to the final again. We'd played Torquay, mentioning Torquay. We'd played Torquay in the area final, and we won 2-1 away. So, Pac Molyneux, just about 50 Torquay supporters came for the game for the second leg. Odds on Wolves were going to win. And it was just one of those nights. I don't know whether the players froze or it was... But nothing went right, and we lost 2-0. So everybody was really down, you know. Everybody was virtually booked the day to go to Wembley again, and the Torquay players came in, and they were, what you'd imagine, chipper. And I was serving, and one of the Torquay players, and one thing I hate in life is rudeness, ignorance. He came to the bar, and he's one of these players, you know, no please or thank you, 4 cans of lager. And he threw the money on the counter rather than handing it to me. And I thought, I don't like you. I'm not going to mention his name, but I don't like you. And he had a couple of drinks, and then he said, right, I want to take... what all those on the back shelf there? I said, well, there'll be nobody, nothing for anybody else. He said, well, shrugged his shoulders. I want them all. Can you put them underneath and I'll take them when we go? So I got all these cans, put them in a box underneath, and everybody was coming asking for a drink, so sorry, we've run out. And this guy, I was really rattled, so I got down on my hands and knees behind the counter and shook every can. So you know, I thought, you have a shower on the way home, boys.
Brilliant. Boss, thanks for having a chat with us. Always good to see you, and back to your editing now.
Yes, I'll get back to the slog.
Now, I've come round to the barbers in the Billy Wright stand. I know I don't have much hair, but they do occasionally trim the fluffy bits at the side for me. I'm with Katie Adams now of K2. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So, what's it like being in the middle of a football club? Because it's an unusual place in some ways to have a barber's.
It is very unusual, but it's great fun. All the staff are friendly, everyone helps out, and it's great to be around everyone.
And do you get many of the players through? I'm sure that's one of the questions you often get asked. But they don't train down here, so it's mostly the stadium staff who come to see you?
Yeah, it's difficult with the training ground being further away. So we get Jez Moxie comes in every few weeks, and we get a lot of the staff and a lot of the coaches and people like that. So.
But other than that, you are open to the public. And what sort of services do you offer?
We are open to the public, yeah, and we offer gents' cuts, wet cuts, beard trims, you know, reasonable prices, so £8 a cut, and children welcome as well.
And it's convenient to be so near the Molyneux. You're in the middle of town. I'm sure there are many students passing, so for them it's a good way to come and get their haircut when they're heading to and from university from halls.
Yeah, great. I mean, we've got obviously the student halls are close by, and we offer student cuts at £6.50, which again is a reasonable price for the middle of town. So yeah, it's good location.
And is there a haircut that you've ever been challenged to do that you've thought, no, I can't go there? Or do people bring in pictures still and say, this is what I'm looking for?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily not challenged, because, you know, I'm happy to take on a challenge. But we get a lot of people pictures on the phones nowadays with the technology. So, yeah, it's good.
And I suppose in some ways you have to keep on top of modern styles as well, because if they ask for David Beckham, it could be one of another 50 different styles he's had over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, obviously David Beckham's a big style icon, and a lot of people do ask for David Beckham cuts, or, you know, people that they see on the TV, they want their cuts like that. So it's important to keep up to date with trends and what gents' hairstyles are like.
And have you ever had someone come in and go, well, this is a cut I'm looking for? Have you had course to try and talk them round to one that maybe suits them a little bit more?
Yeah, a couple of times. You know, maybe some people want the grade taken a lot higher than would necessarily suit them. So yeah, I do try and suit it to style them the best I can.
And when you're working in this, I mean, it's an interesting trade to be in. And what made you move towards more men's hairdressing than wanting to do some of the interesting cuts that ladies ask for?
Well, I was doing ladies' haircuts. I've been in it for 10 years. So I just felt more of a passion for shorter hair, gents' hair. So I just felt that that was the way to go.
And then when it comes to the styling bit, obviously, this is something that doesn't work for me, because do you want something on? It's not easy. But do you find you then training some of the people to get the most out of the style that you've cut for them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, offering them products and, you know, services and tips, is that's what I'm here for.
And any particular style you've always wanted to do but no one's coming for you? I mean, the male beehive never caught on even in the 60s, so maybe that one's not going to be there. But what do you fancy?
I don't know, really. I quite like a lot of the on-trend styles at the moment, with the quiffs and the sweepovers. So I enjoy doing those cuts.
And if people do want to come along and get their hair cut, do they make a booking, or can they give you a call first to talk about the pricing and what they're wanting doing?
Yeah, that's fine. Any walk-ins, obviously, welcome. But if you want to come and make an appointment and give us a call, then that's fine. So either, really, yeah. Phone number 01902 715 375.
And also you can be found on Facebook as well.
Yeah, Facebook is / the Modern Man Barbers. So obviously keep up to date with competitions and any news that we're offering as well. And on Twitter as well. Do a lot of competitions on there, which can be found under K2Barbers_WWFC.
Easy as that. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I've now headed over to the bit behind the ticket office where the membership team live. And Kerry Davies, membership manager, is with me now. And you've got loads of things going on absolutely all the time. We've talked in the past about some of your membership schemes, but how's it all going at the minute?
We're very busy at the minute, Jason. We've got the Young Ghouls Christmas parties to look forward to. So if you're not a member, it's not too late to join. It's £15 to become a Young Ghouls member, and then you can be part of our Christmas party, which are on Tuesday the 10th or Wednesday the 11th of December. They're here at Molyneux, and that'll be your chance to meet the players, have a disco and play party games and win hopefully some competitions.
Yeah, and it's just £10 to come along for that on top of all your other membership fees, etc. But it's a really, really good night. In fact, I know some people who come along to both party nights, don't they?
They do.
And I say that because I get to host one of them, and we were here yesterday. We did this yesterday. Can we do that again? It was fun. Because last year we had Wolfie doing Gangnam Style and all sorts, didn't we?
Yes, I remember that. Well, what happens is that half of the players, half of the first team squad, come on the Tuesday night, and the other half are on a Wednesday. It's fairly mixed of players, but obviously some supporters want to make sure they get all of the team's autographs.
And there's normally a fantastic present as well, so there's something that it's always worthwhile taking home with you at the end of the night.
Yes, can't tell you what the present is this year.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. But one of the players are Santa that night, so they dress up as Santa.
They're seconded. Obviously, Santa's real, but yes. They do come along and help out Santa, don't they?
And then, are you the elf this year, Jay?
I would love to think I had that costume, but no, it's not available in my size, fortunately.
Well, there are some little elf costumes this year for the staff, so we'll have plenty of elves that night. But it's really good. Also, for Wally Wombat will be here, which is a different party that we've had from other years. So he'll be doing the first hour that you're here, and then it's the signing of the autographs and party games for the second hour.
I know it's really good fun because I've been there and the kids absolutely love it. And so when they take that gift home and they get to meet the players and all get their autographs, it's a really, really good night. 5 through 7 o'clock. And it's going to be a really nice way to get them in the right mood for Christmas.
Start your Christmas at Molyneux, that's what I say.
That's the way to do it. And of course, if you want to get the membership for them as well, it's important to do. And how do people get in touch if they want to both book tickets for that party and get the membership?
You can either pop into the ticket office or call 0871 222 1877. It's only £15 for the rest of the season. Included in that is two free match tickets, one of them being against Crewe on Boxing Day, which is one of our prime fixtures of the season. And then they also get a joining gift of a football shirt. So it's still very good value for £15.
And what's the age range on that one?
4 to 16.
And if they're a little bit younger than that, they can still get involved because you've got the Wolves Dribblers and the Wolves Dribblers parties too.
We have. For 0 to 3 year olds, we do Dribblers membership. That's only £10 to join. And they've got a Christmas party coming up on Wednesday the 4th of December. That's 1 till 3 at Molyneux. We have Joe Jingles to entertain them, a gift from Santa. And that's, as I say, with a surprise guest, which we're not going to announce who will be there that day.
Because it's a surprise. And that is a price of £10 as well. And an additional company adult is £5 if you want to bring both parents along to that one. And so they can bring who they want to, really, can't they? Because at that age, they want to see mum and dad.
They have one accompanying parent free, yeah. And the other one's £5.
0871 222 1877, once again the phone number for that one, to both join up and get involved. But the adults can get membership too, can't they? So they, you know, there's no Christmas party for them though.
No.
you're not tempted?
No, not at all. So it's £15 to be an adult member. That's until the end of the season. It's a great Christmas present because it means it's definitely the next best thing to having a season ticket. You get 100 loyalty points and priority booking. So with all the good matches that we've got coming up, having a priority window is a great benefit to have.
And of course, that half season ticket is available if you want to get that. It starts at our game on Boxing Day, and that's a Crewe match, I think, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And all they've got to do, once again, call the ticket office and find out full details on the way that price structure works. But in effect, you get two matches for free out of the 12 remaining games.
That's correct.
Kerry, thank you. You go back and carry on booking Christmas parties and probably making paper hats.
And I'll see you there, Jace.
I'm looking forward to it. See you then. I've now moved into the office of Paul Lakin, Head of Commercial Affairs. I mean, that's a fantastic title in itself, isn't it?
It's a very grand and overrated title.
Does the job. So, which means you're involved in anything commercial here at Molyneux, and you've presided over some really good deals for both the club and the supporters as well.
My responsibilities basically involve generating income. So aside from actually match day tickets, then all the other responsibilities are mine. Yeah, in terms of collaboration with companies involving the fans, we've got a great partnership at the moment with Tipton and Coseley for Wolves Savings, which is offering the best interest rate from any football club in the country at the moment. And more importantly for myself, it's also offering children's accounts, which we were never able to do previously. Lots of people have got involved already. There's obviously opportunity going forwards for anybody to have a look at the rates and perhaps put some money in an account for a child or a grandchild. And I think it's a great initiative that we're working on.
And it doesn't just sort of stop there with your involvement, whether it be talking to the guys at Watt House and setting up the great halftime game where we're trying to give £25,000 away to all areas. So there isn't a bit of the club that you don't get involved in, is there?
Well, others will probably argue otherwise. But yeah, obviously income generation covers so many areas. So one of my responsibilities is retail, and therefore the mega store and our main store in Dudley Street in town. And merchandise is a very big issue for ourselves. Responsibilities include the lottery, which is a great initiative and is now the second biggest football lottery in the country, which we're very, very proud of. I have some weird anomalies, like I'm in charge of car parks.
You don't have to stand on one, though.
No. And another major responsibility of mine is conference and banqueting. So the service side of things and also the sales side of things is my responsibility. And also bringing it back to the far more traditional sense in terms of commercial manager, which is sponsorship, corporate hospitality and advertising.
So what have you got coming up over the next few weeks then? I mean, in the head run to Christmas, I'm going to see if I can pop to Julian in a minute and find out about the excitement that's in conference and banqueting and booking Christmas parties there. And I know he's already had taken an awful lot of bookings. But what else have you got coming up that you can share with the supporters?
Well, in terms of very short term, obviously, as this podcast goes out, we've entered replay against Oldham, and our replay is Tuesday the 19th. So we have some very, very good value corporate packages for the Oldham game, whereby you can pay £20 plus VAT to be in WV1 bar, which for anybody who hasn't experienced it is a very, very nice bar. You get a car parking space and a match day programme and access to padded seats in the Stan Cullis and a very nice bar setting, which a lot of the fans have taken advantage of. Or if you fancy dining on that evening, then there's a two-course package available in the Billy Wright Suites for £40 plus VAT. And again, that's very, very good value if you wanted to, on potentially quite a cold evening, enjoy a hearty meal. And again, you get match day programme and car parking with that. Looking further ahead, we've got a really good Christmas offer with two games close back to back on Boxing Day and then on the 29th against Leyton Orient, crew being on Boxing Day. Then of all our corporate packages, covering anything from WV1 bar all the way up to the boardroom package, which is buy one, get one half price. So you obviously buy full price for any of the dining areas for the crew game, and then you'll get the same package for half price for the Leyton Orient game, which is a good Christmas offer.
And it's going to be a really big match against Leyton Orient as well. I mean, that's the way the league's shaping up this season. That's going to be the one to watch, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Boxing Day will historically always bring a big crowd anyway, but the following game, Leyton Orient, they've, without being disrespectful, probably surprised everybody by where they are in the league, but they've maintained that over 15 games, and that proves that they're a very, very strong side. And as the league table's looking at the moment, you know, obviously first and second as we sit here today, it should be a cracking game.
And if people are looking at maybe taking advantage of some of these offers, how do they get in touch?
Then they just need to either come through the main club number and press the relevant number for corporate hospitality, or if they go onto www.corporatewolves.co.uk, all the offers are on there.
And you have a Twitter feed and things as well, so you can be found that way. Or that all-important phone number for the main switchboard here at Molyneux, 0871 222 220. So, and you mentioned retail earlier on, all the Christmas stuff's out there, but there's another great offer on at the moment too, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and it's for a limited period of time, but you can buy any home shirt at the moment, any adult home shirt for £25, and child shirt for £20. So, a really good offer that pre-Christmas isn't ordinarily available. The away shirt is still at full price, and there isn't many of those left, so I'd advise people to get those in advance. But certainly with a home shirt, there's a fantastic offer, and if you were looking to buy a shirt as a present for Christmas, I'd advise everyone to buy them now and get them at a really good price.
Do it, put it away in the loft and hide it from them so they don't know what they're getting. That's a little surprise. That'd be brilliant. Paul, thanks for chatting with us, and I'll let you get back to your weird affairs. Okay,
thank you.
And on to our last little chat. This time I'm with Julian Britton. Give us your full title, Julian.
Hi Jace, I'm Julian, conference banqueting manager here at Molyneux.
And I mean, you get involved in so many things. We speak to you on the podcast every once in a while because there's normally something going on, and it's always the fun stuff. You get the food and entertainment. You like that, don't you?
I absolutely love it. I mean, you're right. You know, what I do is very varied, from Christmas parties to comedy clubs to tribute nights or weddings to absolutely everything. I get involved in the whole lot, Jace. That's why I'm always smiling as well.
Okay. And the comedy club itself is one that you've championed, and it's a really, really good night. We've heard about some of the artists in the past. What have you got coming up for the next one in November?
Yeah, on the 22nd of November, we've got, as you mentioned, over in WV1 Restaurant, our comedy club with Brian Lacey, Alan Francis and Mandy Muden, and basically finishing it all off with a disco. And I know, obviously, we've spoken about comedy clubs before. We used to do one many, many years ago in the old Terrace Bar. And I was watching something on television the other day and saw Reginald D. Hunter, and he famously came to one of ours in Terrace Bar. So
he still talks about it, I think. Yeah. It's part of his set, I believe.
I'm sure he does. Terrace Bar, as you know, will be remembered for many, many years very fondly. But this one over in the restaurant in WV1 area, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, I love it. And you're right, I have championed it because I think, you know, Wolverhampton does need comedy. Everybody needs a bit of comedy in their life. And, you know, for £10 a person, you can come and have a great night out at WV1 Restaurant.
And these are acts which are working their way around the circuit. And it's nice to know how many good circuit acts there are. I mean, there's other comedians, someone like Phil Butler, who's in Panto over in Telford this year. He's working that circuit too. But it's nice to see these acts and to see fresh comedy and something different to what you get on TV.
Yeah, absolutely right. These are professional comedians. They pay their mortgage by you know, doing this, and they do it every night of the week, and that's why we can guarantee that level of comedy. And, you know, from the four we've done already this year, I'll be carrying them on next year because I think they are fantastic.
And also we have Christmas on the way too, which means you've got more than enough corporate events taking place and parties and whatever else. So how does it work if people do want to book? And I know you've got to watch the dates because it has been very popular already.
Absolutely, yeah. We're getting close to fully booked on some dates, and it you know, it doesn't help when we have FA Cup games scheduled for certain nights during December, but we shall see. But yeah, basically, if they call our telephone number 0871 222 220, press option 5. You know, we're happy to talk to them and quote them availability and prices. And you know, as you mentioned there, that the range of packages we've got for Christmas. You know, they start as little as £15.50 a person.
You're looking at WV1, there's obviously the Hayward Suite where we sat at the moment. And maybe even if someone was looking for something private in a box or a restaurant, you could look at doing that too.
Absolutely, yeah. On any given night in December, we've got 6 different party nights going on with discos in each of them. They're Hayward Suite, Major Buckley Suite, International Suite, WV1 Restaurant and North Bank Bar. And as you say, if people want a private party, you know, we could always do boardroom. You know, overlooking the pitch up in the director's box, or we've got the little individual boxes by Sir Jack's restaurant where we could do, you know, nice dinners as well.
So whatever you want, you can probably cater for it. Julian, thanks for having a chat with us. Have a good time and enjoy Christmas, because it's obviously always starts early for you.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, that's it for this week. Once again, thank you for joining us as ever in the Milk Bar. We'll be back with a normal show next week, and we look forward to you joining us for episode 230 then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Yeah.